Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we concluded our series we're calling Asking for a Friend. We've been looking at 1 Corinthians 6 and 7, and the passages bring up some really difficult questions. Questions that we would like to ask ourselves, but sometimes we're uncomfortable asking. In this particular passage, we looked at the idea and the question of marriage and divorce. And the question particularly is, okay, let's say, and in that culture, it was divorce was common, and these people became believers, you know, recently. What happens if I'm a believer, but my spouse isn't? Should I divorce my spouse and get a new spouse that's a believer so we have a more holy marriage? This is what Paul writes. To the married, I give this charge, not I, but the Lord. The wife should not separate from her husband, but if she does, she should remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband, and husband should not divorce his wife. To the rest, I say, I, not the Lord, that if a brother has a wife who is an unbeliever and she consents to live with him, he should not divorce her. If any woman has a husband who is an unbeliever and he consents to live with her, she should not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is made holy because of the wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy because of the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but as it is, they are holy. But if the unbelieving partner separates, let it be so. In such cases, the brother or sister is not enslaved. God has called you to peace. For how do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband, or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife? So there are really two things happening here. One, he's talking about, Paul is talking about something that Jesus said. Jesus had a conversation with the Pharisees and Sadducees about marriage, and they were trying to trap him and about marriage and divorce. And he basically said this, Moses gave a decree of divorce to the people because of their hardness of heart. Meaning that was God never designed for divorce to be part of marriage. Jesus said the only reason there should be a divorce is if there's infidelity. That's the only legitimate reason. And then so the Sadducees and Pharisees were saying, well, what about Moses? And he said, Moses did that because of your hardness of heart. So that's the first thing he's saying is that the Lord does not want divorce. That's not his design for us. And then Paul goes on to say, well, to answer the question, look, if your spouse, even if your spouse is an unbeliever, is willing to live with you, then stay. Stay married. Do everything you can to stay married. And he's saying, look, when he talks about this will make them holy, think of it as like the blessing. Think of how Jacob, because of his life, Laban was blessed. Even though Laban wasn't a believer in God, that you know, you had Jacob whose life blessed Laban's. That's what he's saying. Look, you don't know that your family would be blessed just by you being there. And he concludes with, well, how do you know that this person may not become a believer because of your life? So what are you saying? I should stay married to someone who's not a believer because God might use me to make them into a believer. Yes, that's exactly what he's saying. Try to love your spouse where they're at spiritually. And that's what he's saying. Try not to be divorced. Love your spouse. God wants to use your life. There's something bigger happening here. Yeah, but what does it happen in the day-to-day grind of marriage? And look, I've been married for 25 years. I've seen, my family's been part of divorce. I've seen many divorces. It's difficult. It is something that can tear apart entire lives of people. So he's saying, look, try to stay married no matter what. Try to love your spouse, even if they're a non-believer, even especially, because God might want to use you for something bigger. But it's hard, isn't it? And I think that's what he's saying. I want you to depend on the Lord, to allow him to sanctify your life, allow him to make your life holy, allow him to influence your spouse through you. That's the difficult part of this. And I think what the Corinthians were asking for was kind of an easy way out. And isn't that how it is? That when we think in our lives, well, you know, I can always tap out. Then it keeps you from fully committing. It keeps you from really deciding to work and be a part of, dealing with the conflicts and dealing with the struggles and dealing with the selfishness and dealing with the sin that happens in marriage. When it's an easy way out, we quit. I think we see that all over the place. And even sometimes believers who literally would kind of disregard the scripture because of the struggle and the lack of contentment that's going on. That's why we need the Lord in every area of our life. Father, I pray that you would be in the marriages in our church to strengthen them, to hold them together, to put your hand of healing on them where there's pain and struggle. And Lord, for those who are just have incredibly enchanted marriages, I pray that they would beam your glory, but that you would work through all of them, tough or not, that you would shine your beauty through us. God, use our lives, even if it's difficult. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, just take a second before you move on. And if you're married, pray for your spouse. If you're not married, pray for the spouse that God might bring you one day. Pray that God would use your life as a single person in a way that would honor him. Till next time, God bless.